struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hello there, beautiful souls, and a very warm welcome to Food for Thoughts. I'm Mickey Ruthman, life and business transformation coach, speaker, and author. And my mission in life and with this podcast channel is to help people like you to discover your purpose, unleash your own inner power and your highest potential, ditch your limitations and obstacles, and ultimately create a life and a business that you absolutely love with total ease. Yes, that's right. You heard me right. It is easy. It doesn't have to be difficult. Now, this podcast channel is the next best thing to having myself and a couple of other amazing mentors, coaches, and thought leaders as your own personal coaches and mentors on your journey to creating your best life and business possible. And that is why each episode is jam-packed with the most powerful, actionable tips, tools, strategies, and advice that have worked for me, that have worked for hundreds of my clients, and that will ultimately help you to take massive leaps forward to reaching your desired goals with total ease. So that is exactly the kind of awesome stuff that you can expect on this podcast channel. And if that is you, if you are ready to create a life and a business that you absolutely love with total ease, then do keep listening, because then this is definitely for you. Right, so now that you know exactly what you can expect, let's not waste any more precious time and dive right into this week's episode of Food for Thought. Enjoy. So before I begin this week's episode, I just wanted to give a huge thank you and a shout out to some of you guys who left some amazing ratings and reviews on this podcast. Thank you so much. It's awesome hearing back from you guys, getting your feedback and your inputs. And I really do appreciate it. So first up, we have got Christoffel Giel, and it looks like you're all the way from Uganda, Christoffel. And Christoffel says, I have been listening since the start of the podcast and have really been enjoying the show. It really helps when the host is genuinely out to help people. Thanks for sharing your wisdom with us. Thank you so much, Christoffel. That really, really makes me super, super happy, because that is 100% my vision and my mission with this podcast and everything that I do. So thank you very much for that. And the next one is from Vessel SOL. Always a treat listening to Mickey. She is informative and incredibly inspiring. Thank you so much, Vessel. Really do appreciate your feedback and your support of the podcast. And then lastly for today, we've got Square Duck that says, excellent, great, valuable insights, easy, actionable content. Keep up with the great work. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate that, Square Duck. Love that name. Super awesome. So thank you so much for your ratings and reviews and your feedback, guys. And if you haven't left me a rating or a review just yet, please do go do so on this podcast channel, and I'll give you a shout out on the show as well. So without further ado, guys, here we go. This week's episode of Food for Thought. Hello there, beautiful souls. So if you are hearing some birds chirping and cars driving in the background in today's episode, it's because it's an absolutely gorgeous day here in South Africa. Beautiful sunny day, summer day. And I'm recording this week's podcast outside, where it is just beautiful and gorgeous, and just enjoying the day myself as well. So I want to start this week's episode by asking you a question that you've probably never heard, especially a business coach, ask you before, or that you've probably never asked yourself, okay? And that is, how much fun, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun are you currently having in your business as an entrepreneur and a coach doing what you do? Because here's the thing is, you know, business can be tough, and I know it's work and it's stuff that's got to get done, but is it fun? Are you enjoying what you're doing? And what is the percentage of fun that you are currently having running your business, growing your business, and doing what you do? So I had an experience the last couple of weeks where I have been super, super busy and literally have not slept, have not eaten properly. And my body, my skin, everything just decided to yell at me and tell me enough now. But it really was just a season of a whole lot of stuff that was happening all at once. And it was all great stuff. It was stuff that I was enjoying, stuff that I loved doing. And it actually wasn't that bad. I still enjoyed it. My body just couldn't keep up. But I found that this happens to a lot of entrepreneurs where they get to a point in their business where they're slightly overwhelmed. They're extremely busy and they're running around. It feels like you don't have time for anything. And usually when I chat to them about that, they say to me, Mickey, I am so busy. Like, I don't sleep. I work till who knows what time and all hours of the night. And I'm hustling my butt off, but I'm still not making money. And that is a common occurrence for a lot of people in their businesses. So what I want to do today is to just give you three small things that you can do already to begin to flip that around. Because here's the thing, is a lot of entrepreneurs end up working in their business, especially when they're, you know, starting up and they're maybe a one-man show and running around themselves, doing everything themselves, is they actually get to a point where, you know, they're working in their business instead of on their business. And as an entrepreneur and a business owner or a coach, you should be working on your business and not in your business. Now, I know you might be sitting there going, Mickey, are you nuts? Like, I'm new at this. I've just started this and, you know, I don't have the finances just yet to start hiring people, all of that stuff. And I'm hoping to change your perspective on that a little bit today. So the first thing that I'd like you to do is to see which functions of and in your business can you perhaps begin to automate. Now, what I mean by that, guys, is look at things like your invoicing, administration that has to happen, emails that have to go out. All of that stuff can be automated. One of the best platforms that I ever found when I started out in my business, and you can actually use most of the features on there totally for free in the beginning, is MailChimp. So go check out MailChimp.com. But you can actually automate a lot of the functions in your business with MailChimp. And one of the other things you can perhaps look at, other platforms, also a free platform initially to use, is ScheduleOnce.com, because ScheduleOnce actually allows people to make bookings, book meetings and consults and things like that with you. And it's all automated. You'll see in the process, you can actually say when you're available. You can say yes or no to a meeting request. And on top of it, they can actually pay for certain consultations or something that perhaps you need people to pay for through this platform as well. So go check out ScheduleOnce. But the very first thing you need to do is go through your business, guys, and see what you can streamline or put on autopilot. Find apps, find resources where you can automate some of the functions in your business, because it really does free up your time. I know that admin and answering emails and things like that really takes up a lot of your time, invoicing, things like that. And that brings me to my next point, the second thing that you can do to stop being so busy so that you can work on your business and not in your business, is to begin to look at which functions of your business can you begin to outsource. Now, like I said at the beginning of the show as well, is I understand you're probably going to say to me, Mickey, I do not have the money or the resources right now to hire somebody else. But here's the thing, you need to change your mindset on that, because if it is taking you, let's say, 3 to 4 hours a day or a week even, that you're spending on invoicing and on admin or on something in your business that is taking you very long to do, that you could have spent seeing prospective clients, doing marketing campaigns, working on your business and not in your business, things that would actually bring income in, right? Then why not rather do that? Because that means you're spending your time doing stuff that brings money in, which means you can pay somebody else to free your time to do that. So really begin to look at, you know, which are the functions in your business, stuff that's just really keeping you busy. Can you begin to outsource to somebody else, even if it is just one function, like invoicing, for instance, that you can begin to outsource, because it's really going to change your life. It's going to free up some of your time and you'll be able to do more things where you're working on your business that's actually making you money instead of just working in your business like most of the entrepreneurs and coaches that I work with do initially. So here's the third thing that you need to look at. Is whenever you get to a point where your business is reaching that plateau, that point where you are saturated, you're already only sleeping 4 hours a night, you already don't have time for anything else. So how do you then think you're actually going to service more clients? Are you just going to work harder and sleep less? So here's the key thing you need to look at when you get to that point where you are super, super busy and perhaps not making money being that busy, is to look at what needs to change. Because here's the thing, guys, is businesses expand and they grow as you go along. And what I found, and what I found now a couple of weeks ago when I went through that busy spell of mine as well, is that we continuously have to grow with our businesses, reassess how we do things, restructure perhaps, because the fact that we're getting to a point where we're so busy or too busy or overwhelmed and perhaps not making money when doing that is telling us that things need to change. It's that typical thing that we always say, that don't just complain, find a solution. So here's the thing. You can either find yourself back in that place or stay in that place a couple of months later or just remain there. Or you can look at, what can I change? How can I actually begin to flip this around? Because it really is, it's a key indicator that things are expanding or something needs to change. So find a solution. Look at what you can begin to change, how you can restructure your time. And like I said, look perhaps at what you can automate or what you can outsource, because that is what's going to help you to begin to find the solutions to this overwhelm, to this busyness and not making money. So really go look at, if things are not working at present, it really is a sure sign that you need to relook at things, restructure, and perhaps implement a few new things, new systems, do things differently, maybe structure your time differently. But really go and look at, what is this telling you? What needs to change for that to change? Because that's the key thing, guys, is if we don't continue to grow with our businesses and tweak and change and monitor as things are going along, then we stagnate or we end up burning out. So it really is key to go and have a look at the message that that's really giving you, which is something's got to change. So guys, I really hope that this has helped you and that you're going to go and implement this straight away, immediately, because the overwhelm doesn't have to last, guys. And you know how I establish what I need to outsource is I usually look at something that I'm perhaps either that I don't enjoy or that I'm perhaps not that good at doing. And let's use an example. Let's say it's design work. And you've perhaps taught yourself a little bit about design work to design yourself if you need an ad or you need something for a campaign or for your business. But where it would take a designer perhaps half an hour to do that same design, it's taking you 4 hours, then that is 100% something you should be outsourcing, because it's costing you a heck of a lot less to pay a designer who takes half an hour to do that than what it is costing you in time and in what you could have been doing in that time that could have made you money in those 4 hours by outsourcing that to a professional. So I really hope that that helps you to begin to just relook at your business, restructure things, loosen up some of your time so that you can work on your business and not in your business. So the three things again that you need to look at: number one, look at the functions that you can automate or streamline in your business to take less time, take less effort, and then also go look at what you can outsource to somebody else to free up some of your time. And then lastly, go and look overall at your business, what needs to change, because it's only going to change if you do things differently or you have a different approach to your day-to-day running of your business and the things you say yes to as well. All right, so I hope this has helped you guys. I'd love to hear back from you which one of these you're going to go implement straight away, as well as how it actually changed your business around once you did this. And as always, guys, I'd like to ask you to please, if you haven't yet, do go and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It really is the only way that I get to reach my vision with it, which is to help reach and serve as many people as I possibly can. And if you enjoyed this and you know of somebody else that this would help or that this would serve, please do share it with them as well. And if you have a look in the show notes, I've left my Instagram and Facebook handles there for you as well. Please do tag me in a post, take a screenshot of the podcast while you're listening. Tag me in a post and show me that you're listening, and I'll give you a shout out on the show as well. But I'd love to connect with you over there on social media as well and share in your journey some more. So that's it for this week's episode of Food for Thought. Thank you so much for joining me once again for this week's episode. And as always, I'm playing out with a song, just something that I like, something that I enjoy or that has personal meaning to me. I do hope you're going to enjoy it with me. And I look forward to seeing you next week again, right here, same place on Food for Thought.